Today's daf is Nazir daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amud Beis. We are at the fifth parak of Maseches Nazir, a small parak, a couple of blot, parak Beis Shammai. Before we get into, after this parak, we get into really the next section of the Masechta from daf Lamed Dalet in a couple of days, when we have exactly what is a Nazir Usser in, and we get into some of the details of drinking wine and becoming Tameh and cutting one's hair. That's the next parak of Shlosha Minim. But today we have the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, which gets back to a topic that we discussed earlier on Daf Tes, and that is, what about a Nazirus B'ta'us? And we start off with Hekdesh B'ta'us. If you remember, back on Daf Tes, we had Tosfos, based on the Gemara, but Tosfos said on Daf Tes that there is a connection between Hekdesh and Nazirus. When somebody becomes a Nazir, so it is connected to Hekdesh. Tosfos says, there, the Nazirus Kehekdesh, Dechsiv Kadosh Yiyeh Gadel Pera. Be holy, gadel para. So the hair in the Torah is called kadosh. So related to that, so Tosfos generalizes based on the connection there, because the Gemara related to she'ela behektish and she'ela benazirus. So the Gemara there related Nazirus to Hekdesh. And we've had a couple of ideas over the past couple of weeks paralleling Nazirios to Hekdesh. So we continue now with that idea. Maybe we'll get back to some other issues of Nazirios and Hekdesh as we go along. So says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrin. Beis Shammai says, Hekdesh Ta'us Hekdesh. Hekdesh by mistake. Mistaken Hekdesh. I want to be mocked or something, but somehow something doesn't come out right. We'll talk about what exactly the mistakes are. Hekdesh Ta'us Hekdesh. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Eino Hekdesh. Beis Hillel says, no, it is not. Since I wasn't just like all other areas of halacha, if I did something by mistake, it doesn't work. And we paskin that you have to have piv libo shavin. You have to have your mind and your heart and what you say parallel and in consonance with each other. So therefore, if I do not fulfill what with my mouth what I was thinking, so it's not going to work. That's Beis Hillel, and so we paskin eino hektish. So Ketzah, what exactly is the case that is under discussion of mistaken Hekdesh and mistaken and unmistaken Hekdesh? So the Gemara gives three examples, Ketzad, and we'll have to see in the Gemara how exactly to understand these examples. Ketzad, Amar, Shar Shachar Shiyatsami Beisi Rishon. The black ox that goes out of my house first, I'm going to give as a carbon. And what's the halacha? Hareyu Hekdesh. V'yasa Lavan. And a white ox went out. So I said black ox. So what did I mean? Did I mean whatever ox, and I was just giving an example of what might come out? Or did I specifically mean the black ox that comes out first, and therefore the white ox came out, so I wasn't makdish anything? So what's the halacha? So Beis Shammai Omrim Hekdesh. Beis Shammai says, it is Hekdesh. What exactly is Hekdesh? Not 100% clear in the Mishnah, so which animal is Hekdesh? What if the black ox comes out second? The white comes out first and the black ox comes out second. So when I say it is Hekdesh, does that mean the black ox that eventually comes out is Hekdesh? Or do I mean no? The white ox that came out, even though I said black ox, that's what the Havamina is. It's the white ox that came out first. And that's what the Hekdesh Betoos is, because I thought that a black ox would come out first. Obeisil Omer no Hekdesh. Obeisil says no, that doesn't work as Hekdesh. That is Machlokas number one about the oxen. Number two, dinar zahav sheyala biyadi rishon arayu hektish, the gold coin that I'm going to take out first, I'm going to reach into my pocket and pull out something. On the gold coin that comes out first is going to be hektish, va'allah shal kesef, and the silver, a silver coin came out first. Similar idea, Beis Shammai omrim hektish, or Beis Hillel omrim eino hektish, machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Third case, chavish shal yayin, sheta'aleh biyadi rishona, a barrel of wine that comes out first, shetale biyadi, that I get first, and harayu hektish, but also shel shemen, and an oil barrel came out. So again, all similar cases, Beis Shammai omrim hektish, or Beis Hillel omrim eino hektish. Bachlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether that is called hektish or not. Interestingly, you would expect, one would expect the Gemara to go through each of these cases and have its richasa. You know, why do you need all three cases? The Gemara does not. And therefore is left up to the Mefarshim to explain why there is a need for all the cases. The need for shor, and the need for money, and the need for barrels. Tosfos relates to it. Most of the Tosfos on today's daf is printed on Daf Lamed Gimel. If you look on Daf Lamed Gimel, Here it is. It's the only time in Shas we have this. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. There is no Gemara on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It is all Tosfos. So one might think, okay, no problem. We'll spend our time on all the Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel. The problem is that most of those Tosfos have to do with today's Daf. They're not about those few lines that we have on Amud Aleph. So we'll have to figure something else out to talk about on Daf Lamed Gimel. But most of the Tosfos that we're going to talk about on today's Daf have to do with are printed there, and they have to do with today's Mishnah and Gemara. So Tosfos discusses it a little bit. We'll look at it through the eyes of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. The Bar Tanura discusses why do we need all of these cases, the case of an ox, and the case of money, and the case of barrel. So the Bar Tanura goes through the first two cases. Well, first we have Kedushas Haguf, and then we have Kedushas Damim. We have oxen, which are kedushas haguf, which have inherent kedusha, mashayke. The next line is money, which have kedushas damin. We've discussed many times the difference between kedushas haguf and kedushas damin. Kedushas damin, though, one of the big nafkamina the Gemara discusses is meila. If I violate meila using something with sanctity, does that item lose its sanctity? Usually, the rule is by meila, it loses its sanctity. It's I violate and I motzi the item to chulin. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Me'ilah tells us that that only applies by Kedushas Damim. By Kedushas Haguf, by something that has inherent Kedusha, then it does not lose its Kedusha. There's Me'ilah Acha Me'ilah. Right? The language of the Mishnah is Ein Mo'al Acha Mo'al El Behema V'Klisharis Bilvad. So by animals, by Kalim that have inherent Kedusha, that are always going to be Kadosh, they are not Yotzei L'chulin, they have Kedushas Haguf. And when it comes to Kedusha's Damim, when it comes to money and the like, so that it has value Kedusha, and if I use it, it will be Yotzei L'chulin. That's one difference. There is another difference that we mentioned it on Shabbos, but another difference in Bava Kama, whether it's another way of calling the Kedusha's Damim is Kedusha's Bedek HaBayis. The question is, what if I steal an animal and then I am Makdish it? So the question is, we know the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Mishpatim that if I steal and sell, I'm Chayav 4 and 5 when it comes to a Shar V'Seh. What happens if I'm Makdish it? Is that called selling it? So there is a stira between two Gemaras, Dafayin Vav and Dafayin Tes, I think, in Maseches Baba Kama, whether being Makdish it has the status of selling it for Mechira purposes. Are you Chayav Dalav Hey if I'm Makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash? So Tosfos has the stira. One Gemara says that it's called Mei Karatura de Ruvain Vahasha Tura de Shimon. It switches. First it's mine, and then it's the Beis HaMikdash. And the other Gemara says, no, Mei Karatura de Ruvain Vahasha Tura de Ruvain. Right? It's still mine. So what does Hector consider? So Tosfos answers Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. That's the difference. What do you mean? What does Tosfos mean? So the Achronim explain. When it comes to Kedushas Damim, how does the Hekdish happen? It's really two steps. I am not directly Makdish it. Rather, I make it Mamono Shel Hekdish. I give it monetary, legal status of belonging to Hekdish. And Memela, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is Makdish it. It's Hukdash Memela. That's Kedushas Damim. By Kedushas Haguf, no, I am directly Makdish it. That is the halacha of Kedushas Haguf. And ironically, the Kedushas Haguf, which is the more intense Kedusha, does not change legal ownership. I just sanctify it. I imbue it with Kedusha, but it's still mine. So, that's the seer in the Gemara. Hekdish is considered Mechira when it comes to Kedushas Damim, but not when it comes to Kedushas Haguf. And there are many rayas to this principle. Reb Chaim brings, quoted in a few places, that Kedushas Damim changes, that Kedushas Haguf does not. There's a Rashi at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where Rashi discusses Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh. The Gemara discusses it. The Gemara says, I do not violate Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh if I have chametz of Hekdish in my Rishus. Let's say I have a Karban Mincha, that's chametz. Right, usually Karban Mincha is allowed to be chametz. What if it became chametz, right, by itself? So, do I violate if I have Hekdesh? So the Gemara says, no, you don't violate. Rashi, for some reason, throws in there, only by Kedushas Bedek HaBayis you don't violate. Why is that? Hekdesh is Hekdesh. The answer is exactly what we just said, because if it's Kedushas Haguf, it really still belongs to me. And therefore, it cannot be, it is considered mine, and I would violate by Rabbi Yimatze. Or there's a Rambam. There's a Rambam in Arachin, where the Rambam discusses, what if something already has Kedusha? Can I be Makdish it more? Can I be Makdish it again? That's called hektish iloi. It already has kedushas damim, and I want to be makdish kedushas haguf, or vice versa. So the Rambam says it works in one direction and not the other. If it's it has kedushas damim, I cannot be makdish kedushas haguf. If it has kedushas haguf, then I can be makdish kedushas damim. The Rambam gives a reason why, if it has kedushas damim, could you not be makdish kedushas haguf? Ein ad makdish davar she'ena shelo. You can't be makdish something that's not yours. Wow. So hektish kedushas haguf is considered mine. The Rambam says that's allowed. There's kedushas damim, it doesn't work. So explains the Reb Chaim, that's exactly the difference. Kedushas damim. So that's all hinted to in what the Rav Bar Tanura says on our Mishnah. What do you need the first two cases for? You have the case of the oxen and the case of the money. The first case is kedushas aguf. The second case is kedushas damim. Then we have the third case. What's the third case? The third case is of the barrels. So what's the chiddush between the first case and of the barrels? So explains now the Tosfos Yontif, building on what the Rav Bar Tanura said. What do you need? The Bar Tanura didn't relate to the third case for some reason. Right? He just had the first two cases. What about the third case? V'yim Tomar asked the Tosfos Yontif, Lamai, the uncle of the Ksos, my uncle the Ksos, right? The Tosfos Yontif, they both, Rav Yontif Liebman Heller, the Ksos, Rav Aye Leva Cohen Heller. So the Tosfos Yontif says, Lamai Itzrach Lamisni Chavis, what do you have that case? V'nira Li, Tehoel V'shamina Kadosh Kedushas Haguf, V'chein Kadosh Kedushas Damim, Ashmina Nami, Tedavar HaKadosh Kedushas Damim V'nifdeh, something that is Kedushas Damim and is redeemed, Tehachi Yudina Demakdash Yayin Hashem and Stam, Tiavagav Deroy L'mizbeach, Afilus Hachi Stam Hektish L'beta Kabayis. The chiddush of the third case is that even though something that could be ra'ui for Kedushas Haguf, but there are some things that stoma were not hooked as for kedushas haguf. Even though oil and wine, you can use in the Beis HaMikdash, but as the Mishnayos say elsewhere, stam hektish of oil or wine could be lebet kabayis, and that's v'yimacher letzrichin v'adame miplu lebet kabayis. Kidetzan, as the Mishnah says in the eighth parak, in the fourth parak, Perek Dal Mishnah Ches of Shkalim. That's where the Mishnah is. That whole parak is about stam this, stam that, right? So stam shem and stam yain are kushas damim. So, Baruch Hashem, we have the achronim that do the tzrichas for us, even though the Gemara does not. Two examples, we think, where does this come up, Lamaisa? Right? This is talking about hektish betos. Where might this come up, Lamaisa? So two examples. Rashi Pesach Frank discusses in the Hartzvi, we don't do enough Hartzvi, but Rav Tzvi Pesach, in the first volume of the Har Tzvi, Simen Pei Gimel, this is the following case. There was somebody who had a Hachnasah Sefer Torah, so he went to the Sofer and he had the whole Torah written, beautiful, and the Torah was perfect. The problem was the Atzei Chaim. What was the problem with the Atzei Chaim? So normally on our Atzei Chaim, we have the way that it's made is that the left Atzei Chaim, the one by Dvarim, has two and two on the one on top and one on the bottom, enough to fit in perfectly the Atz Chaim on Brachos. So when you roll it, it fits in. Right? It has one is like a Zohar, one is like an Akeva, as the Gemara calls the different types of arrows. One is a base kibble, and it fits in perfectly. Fine. The Sofer did it backwards. The Sofer put the Atz Chaim that was supposed to be on Dvarim, the one that you put it into on Brachos, and the other one on Dvarim. And the question is, are you allowed to switch it? You let it switch. That was the shiloh that he got. He said, "Nishalti beuvda dahavi shenimsu ha'amudim shall sefer Torah hafuchim b'zbana ze osim amudim yuchadim zel yimin v'zel esmol v'yeshinu ibasiyasan." There's a shinui in how they're made. The shall small kafalamata v'lamala kedesha blitas amara imini yikanis latocha small shiu amudim udakim yoser. Right, it goes in, so it fits in perfectly. V'nimsa shetzorach lafochosam v'nishalti im yesh bazem yishem malin bakodesh v'lomo ridin. Can I switch it? Kemosha amru keresh shezacha b'tzafon lo yaminenu midarom. Like in the Mishkan, they had them all labeled because each one was zocha to a certain part. Omi min l'smol nami dinachi. So which has more kedusha? The yamin. Yamin is always more kadosh. He doesn't say which one is more kadosh here. But is it a question of malin bakodesh? Each one has their space. Do you say it is hektish b'taus? And therefore, lo havi hektish, it wasn't meant to be, or not. Each one was zocha. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach v'yamarti, demi kivan diye shinui b'yamin l'smol, since there is a different purpose for each one, hare b'taus heinecho b'yamin, v'lo nomar shezocha b'yamin. Don't say like the Mishkan, it was zocha. You didn't mean to do this in the first place. Did ta'us command the lesa? Kemosha Amru Biksivas Shem HaKodesh Dibitaz Lo Neskadesh. What if? It's a big shayla. Gemara talks about it. What if I'm supposed to write the name Yehuda in the Torah and I left out the Dalet and I wrote Yud Kei Vavkei by mistake? So am I allowed to erase that? I wrote it by mistake. So he talks about it. If it doesn't have kavana, so it doesn't have kedusha. Shuv matzasi b'chadish me'aram shiksha meikel b'davar. So that's what he says. He paskins hektish b'tos is law be hektish like Beis Hillel, and therefore one can remove them. And then once he's here, he says u'me'in linyin boso inyin echto. Once I'm here, let me just write the second paragraph. Masha amarti b'uvda davi shashachachu v'otziu sefer Torah kodem kriyas ha'megillah. By mistake, they took out the Torah before Megillah, not like Purim where we lay the Megillah after, but beforehand. Let's see, one of the days that we have a minhag to lay the Megillahs, Koheles, whatever it is, and by mistake they took out the Torah before they lay the Megillah. So now, what do you do? Vilach Ora, Kivan Shekvar Nalu Sefer Torah Meiron Hakodesh Shuvei Mavir Nal Mitzvus. Once you have it in your hand. Once you have your tefillin in your hand, you put your tefillin on before your talis, because ain't mavir nala mitzvahs, even though we should have gone malin bakodesh. Ach efshar dezelo shayach ala be'echad shu atzmo tzarech laso shtei mitzvahs. Unless you say, no, that doesn't apply here. That's only if I have to do two mitzvahs, I have to put on a talis, I have to put on tefillin, and I, by mistake, took out the wrong one. So then, in mavir nala mitzvah, zorch laso zosa, mitzvah shen ezdam neliyado. Masha ein kein, unlike here, one guy took out the Torah by mistake. What is his taking out the Torah have to do with me? There's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to read the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah. V'chi b'shvil yachid zeh, shen ezdam nalo sefer Torah tchila, yidchu atzibur mitzvah men amuvchar, likros ha-Megillah tchila kimin hagan. Uma ichbas lahatzibur shen ezdam liyachidah sefer Torah hima yasuk mitzvasan. What does his action have to do with me? Even though I let him do it, I sung by hibin soa, but still he was the one that took out the Torah. So that's what he just leaves that unclear. So that is one place where it comes up. Another place where it comes up is the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz has a tshuva where there was a whole collection of a shul. The shul was going to expand, and people donated to the shul, wonderful, and then the shul decided that, you know, they don't want to take down the wall that they were going to knock down. They're not sure if it's good for the foundation. So instead, they're just going to strengthen that, but all the leftover money, they're going to build a mikvah. So can one use mishanin mimoos lamoos? This is a meseches megillah type of shaila. I'll let it change. So decided to use the money to repair the mikvah instead. So the shaila is what? So the Rashbetz writes in a tshuva, chelik beis simin kuf ayin, he says, mutter. Why? Because the hakdasha was betoos. It wasn't needed. It wasn't that they need it, then they're going to change it for something else. And it comes up memela that you don't need to use the money for the expansion, which was not going to happen. And therefore, so the shaila is, do you have to give back the money? So he doesn't have that option. He just says, you're allowed to use it for the mikvah. You're allowed to use it to build the mikvah. That is not a problem. Because you can assume a stama that they would have given it for the mikvah if they knew that that's what the shul would have needed. Okay, let's continue. There's another one, but it relates more on the daf later on. So here we go. Beishamai yomim, hektish v'chulu. The Gemara says, my time ayu de Beishamai. What is the reason that Beishamai says hektish b'ta'us is hektish? Right, we discussed this, as I mentioned, once before, the beginning of the second parak. So the Gemara is going to have 3/2 options. The third one is really going to go back to the first one. Says the Gemara, my time was the reason for Beishamai. Number one, the Yalfinon, tchilas hektish misof hektish. We learn the beginning of Hektish, that's being mocked or something, like now, that's what we're talking about, from Sof Hektish. What is Sof Hektish? That's the Isra of Temura. Here is called Sof Hektish. The Isra of Temura, when I have an animal, and then I change my mind that I want to give a different animal instead of the first animal, so I am allowed, I'm not allowed, I'm usser to change, and if I try to change, it's an Avera, and they're both Hektish. So lo sasein and I say that's called tamura. It's so hektish because there already is hektish here, and now I'm just trying to change it. That's called so hektish. So I compare the two. Ma tamura, just like the iser of tamura, the avera of tamura. Afilu betaus, just like tamura, it applies even betaus, as the Gemara says elsewhere. Let's say I have an animal here, and I'm like this shlamim should be chal on this new animal, and it's really not a shlamim, it's an ola. So it's Temura anyway, even though it's Betos, even though I made a mistake. So Av Hektish not Betos, so too Hektish is even Betos. You compare Sof Hektish to Tchilas Hektish. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says no. Hani mili tmura. Find tmura. That's the chiddush haTorah. You already have kedusha. Now you're extending the kedusha. Avalachusei hektish betos lo machtinon. Find toas works. Toas is harder to work. So it works if you already have something kadosh there. But if nothing's kadosh there, you're creating the kedusha. So then that doesn't work. Ask the achronim. What exactly is the comparison? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Doesn't Beis Hillel sound like a good taina? Right? How could you compare creation to extension? Right? How could you compare the two? It's the question that the achronim ask on Beis Shammai. How do we? How is that? How does that work? It's two different types of hakdasha. So what one must say, right, some achronim say, that the chilik, it must be that there's more, according to Beis Shammai at least, there's more of a parallel between tmura and hakdasha than we think. And we think that tmura is something just extending. It must be tmura is a real type of hakdasha, even though there is kedusha already existent. And that is the big lumdish question in tmura. How much is the kedusha extending from the new animal, or is it more like a knas daraisa? The Torah says you shouldn't try to do this, and if you do it, this is going to become kadosh, this second animal, but not specifically extending it from the first animal. It's really from the original. It's a parallel to the original hakdasha. You're now makdash a second animal. So that's what maybe the root machlokas here between Meshem and Silel is how much can we compare. There are five or six letters at the end of the Briska Rav al Rambam called Mechtavim, anonymously written. Meaning who he wrote them to is anonymous. So one of them is about this issue, about how do you look at tmura? Is it like a new hakdasha, or is it just an extension of the previous hakdasha? But the original hakdasha is the key to this kedusha. So that could be what is behind this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How much do we compare the different hakdashas? So that is option number one. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we have to talk about tmura, the issur of tmura in general. Let's continue a little bit more, though, to get the flow. Says the Gemara, Ula Beis Shammai. The Gemara hears Havamina is. Again, going back, what was the first case of the Mishnah? The example of Hektish Betoas. I say the first black ox out is going to be Kadosh. A white ox walked out. The white ox is Kadosh. That's the Havamina. That's what I think Hektish Betoas means. I thought it was going to be black, and it was really white. The Havamina is the white ox is kadosh. The thing that I didn't say is kadosh. Says the Gemara, Ula Beis Shammai. Why should that work? Ma ilu amar harei zeh tachazeh lachatzi yom. What if I delay tmura? I say this should be a substitute in the afternoon today. Not right now. Mi havi tmura mehi shaita. Right? Is it tmura right away? It's not tmura right away. I listened to what I said. Ela ad matzi chatzi yom hu dahavi tmura. So I listen to what I say. What is tmura? I said something, and I listen to what I say, even though I didn't say the correct thing. But I listen to what I say. So hachanami, so to an armistice, lechim megal yamilsa. But here, what you said never happened. So how could you compare the cases? I said the black ox that comes out first, and you're telling me the white ox is going to be kadosh? I never thought that. I never said that. That's a worse case of mistake than tmura. So how could even tmura be an example of tmura betoos? At least then, you still follow what you said, asked the Gemara. And here, it's not following what you said. So we're going to reject option one. Option one was Beis Shammai holds. Again, obviously, Hektish Betos is Hektish. It's based on Tmura. And right now, option one is finished. We're going to reject that. Let's talk a little bit about Tmura before we get to option two. We know that, as I mentioned, Tmura is counted as two separate mitzvos. Two mitzvos in the Torah, one asay. It's not one of those mitzvahs that you try to do, right? Most mitzvahs I say are mitzvahs like, oh, I can't wait to do the mitzvah. But some of them we don't try to do. We don't try to do the mitzvah of yibam or chalitza. We don't try to do the mitzvah of returning stolen items, right? Machzer grushaso, right? All these mitzvahs they're situ avelus, right? They're not mitzvahs that we want to do. But as we know, mitzvah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do in every situation. So the Gemara discusses the Isra of Temura, Mesechas Temura, and we know that there are two mitzvahs. In the Chinuch, at the end of Bichul Kosai, Shin Nun Aleph is the Isra of Temura, Lo Yachlifenu Velo Yamir Oso, and Shin Nun Beis in the Chinuch is Vayahu Usmur Oso Yekodesh. What's the tab behind the mitzvah of Temura? So we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir a number of years ago, the Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam. Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the last halacha of Hilchus Temura, which is the last halacha in Sefer Karbanos, where often the Rambam has hashkafa at the end of his Sefer Svarim. Even though all the Torah, obviously, why do we do it? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us it's a chok. Roy lehis bonein bohem. We should try to analyze the mitzvos. And however we can explain it, we try to. Shlomo Melech understood most of the mitzvos. Yireli. So let me explain. What is that like? Yarda Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam. The Torah is the greatest, goes into the depths of the psyche of man. Viksas yitzro hara shetivo shel adam note laharbos kinyano v'lachos amamono. It's the teva of a person to want and be guarding my assets, and it's my stuff. And I'm careful and guard my own property. And even though I made a big mishaberach in shul, it was the heat of the moment. But like, I get up, do I really want to give that a much? Was it that aliyah really worth it? Was that psicha really? And after I do it, and after I'm no there, you know, I'm thinking, maybe I didn't really want to. They didn't really think I wanted that much. So, says the Rambam, that's human nature. We could be inspired and then change our mind. We could be maktash a karbon and then decide later on, I don't want to really give that karbon. After shechazar bo, v'nichem v'yifteh, b'pachos b'shavyo. Amra Torah, the Torah says, you do something, it's done. Right, and that's it. You're maktash an animal, and that is all. You can't switch it. V'kol eilu advarim, and the Rambam has one of the most beautiful lines, I think, he has in all of Mishnah Torah. V'kol eilu advarim k'dei lakov yisro l'sakin deyosav. All of these things, these mitzvahs, are to straighten out our deos. And then he says, v'rov dine Torah. Most laws in the Torah. Einan ela eitzot meirachok. They are advice from afar. Mi gadol ha'etza. From the greatest giver of advice. Letzakena deos uliyasher kalamasim. To fix our deos and to straighten our actions. Our deos, our midos, and our actions. That's again the Rambam. V'rov dini ha-Torah einan ela eitzos mirachok migadol la-eitza l'sakin ha-deos uliyasher kalamasim. That's the Rambam at the end of Temura. The Chinuch has a different ta'am that he gives for Temura. The ta'am of, who knows whether, I'll just read the Lashon here. He says, "Misharshia mitzvah, Shiraz Hashem Baruch Hu la'atol mora b'leiv b'nei adam b'chol inyani hektish." You should realize that you don't play around with kachim. Kachim have a higher standard. You don't play around with them. They are very serious. Tziva katzal levan hashana advarim. You gave it. Mikimish es kachah behema tia b'kdushasa la'olam. V'lo nachshov lafkia. We won't think, oh, I could undo it. And we'll even be serious when we originally give it. We have to make sure that we don't play around with kachim. It's a very serious context. Where do we have this last? The end of Nidarim, Daf Pei Zayin, where we discussed the sugya of Toch Kedei Dibur. Remember, the Gemara there had four exceptions to the rule of being chozer bo Toch Kedei Dibur. What were they? The Gemara says, Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, Chutz, except for Megadev, cursing a god, Ovid Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh, Umegarish. Those four. Why? What are unique about those four that you can't be chozer botoka de dibur? So the Ran quotes that those four are very serious. They're very serious, and we assume people would not fool around in those contexts. By marriage, by divorce, by avodah zarah, and by cursing God. And therefore, people would think beforehand that if you did it, we take what you did said seriously. You can't be chozer bo. So it says mekadesh, but the Rambam extend this to hektish. Put this on the list of hektish and kiddushin. Ein chazar tok de dibur when it comes to hektish. Again, the same type of idea. Why? That's a very serious context. Exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch says here. We're not going to fool around by kachim. And therefore, we will not allow chazara tok de dibur. We discussed then the machlokas rishonim, whether chazara itself is a dinda araisa or a dinda rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam has the Chiddush Gadol, that the whole idea of allowing Tok de Dibur Chazara is a Takana Durabanan. Because you might be in the Shuk and your Rebbe might walk by and you want to be Chazar on your Kinyan, but you see your Rebbe, you don't want him to walk by without saying hello. So, Takana Durabanan, that you can say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori and then go back to what you are doing. But the other Rishonim hold, Rov Rishonim hold, that it's a Dindaraisa of being serious in one's kachim. Once we're talking about switching, there is a story told in Alein L'Shabeach, one of Rav Zilberstein's Svarim, in Parshat B'chukosai, on Tmura, where he quotes, one time, someone came, Pam Bibes Marana Rosh Hashiva Rav Shach. Somebody once came to Rav Shach talking to one of his grandchildren a few days before his bar mitzvah, and his grandchildren walked into him and said, Rabbi, look, I got all these special gifts for the bar mitzvah, I got all these Svarim, and look, I got three Rabbi Kiva Eggers. I got three Rabbi Kiva Eggers, so I returned two of them, so I got credits. I'm going to buy other things. Says the Rav Shach to him, Ba'osa Lashon, Sifrei Rabbi Kiva Eger, Harehim Kesifrei Torah. Ukashem Sha'asar Limkar Sefer Torah, Olachlifo, Kiyim Lidvarim Sheitiru Chazal, Kakam Svarim Elish, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Asar Lamokram, Olachlifo. Whoa. You can't sell Rabbi Kiva Eger's, say Rabbi Kiva Eger, they have Sifrei Kodesh. You can't be machlof them. Right? So, that's a cool story. But separate from that, we have to realize whenever we our children, we get Svarim, you know, what are we going to switch it as? So sometimes children say, yeah, let's switch it for like something totally different. You know, I got enough Svarim. But we have to realize that if it's already earmarked for Svarim, it has to be for Dram Shavakdusha, and maybe Stavka Svarim. You know, he wants to get a tefillin bag. You know, maybe it's different than getting a Sefer. But that's the... That's this Rav Tmura when it comes in Rav Shach's world. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara had all option one. We had option one, so we rejected it, the connection between Tmura and Hakdasha. So let's go to option two, right in the middle of the daf. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Lekach nema rishon, l'sheyetze rishon. What he really meant here, and what the Mishnah means here, is the first black ox that goes out will have Kedusha. Even if the white ox went out first, what the Mishnah means, that it is Kadosh, means the first black ox that goes out. That's how we interpret his words. Tosfos points out, again Tosfos quoted on Daf Lamed Gimel later on, that according to Rav Papa, even Beis Shammai holds, Hekdesh B'ta'us lo have Hekdesh. According to this, what does he mean in the Mishnah? Have Hekdesh, as the Gemara is about to say, it looks like Hekdesh B'ta'us. It looks like it. Let's continue reading. V'hashar shachar ka'amar. But didn't he say, the black ox, milo askin into lesle elahai? Aren't we talking even about a case where there's only one black ox? Is it the first one that comes out? Doesn't make sense then. No, lo tzricha de isle trein t'lasa. We're talking about a case where there are two or three black oxen. Ubeis hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel would say back, no, im kain, if he really meant that, the first black one, whenever it comes out, she yetze barishon mi boile. He doesn't have to add on the two words of, Minabesi, from my house. Sounds like the first one out of the house, Beis Hillel says. And therefore that's wrong, and that's real mistake, and therefore none of them are Kadosh. But that's the Machlokas. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Amalei Rava mi Barnish, Loravashi, Hai Hekdesh Betos? Who? Hekdesh Bekavanu. According to this, there's no mistake. What he meant to say is the first black ox that comes out, and that's what's Kadosh. The first black ox that comes out. How is this classified in the Mishnah as mistaken Hekdesh? So here's the answer. Says the Gemara, Hach b'chadzin, hachinami. You're right, it's not Hekdesh b'tos. Elo mishum da'ate l'dibure kama. It gives a misimpression of what he wanted to do. That's why it's called Hekdesh b'tos. But it's really not ta'us according to Rav Papa. Rav Papa has a chiddush. There's no machlokas about Hekdesh b'tos, real Hekdesh b'tos. Really, it's just if it looks like Hekdesh b'tos, we could reinterpret his words. Period. Where do we have cases about Hekdesh b'tos, not Hekdesh b'tos? Now we've said, oh, everybody agrees. Can't do this daf without talking about Yiftach a little bit. Right? Yiftach was the ultimate Hekdesh b'tos. Right? The tragic end. And the only shaila is, how tragic was the end? The discussion in Sefer Shoftim in Perek Yud Aleph, where we have the story of one of the great Shoftim, Yiftach, where he promises Hashem that if Hashem helps him to defeat Amon, Im nason titen es b'nei Amon biadi, It's probably exactly like the case of our Mishnah. V'haya hayotze asher yetzi midalse beisi likrasi. Whatever comes out of my house first, bishuvi b'shalom ibnei Amon, from coming back in peace from defeating Amon, v'haya l'ashem v'ha'ali sihu ola. I'm going to give whatever comes out. First one that comes out is going to be a carbon ola. And vayavri yiftach ha'bnei Amon li'lachem bam, v'yitneim Hashem b'yado, and he beats them. And what happens? He comes out, vayavu yiftach ha'mitzpal beito, v'hinei bito yotzeis likraso. His daughter comes out and greets him, b'tuvhimu v'mcholos, v'raki yechida ein lo mimenu ben obas. He sees her. It's very strange that what his reaction is. I mean, there's a concept called hataras nedarim. And we know, Chazal tell us, that he and Pinchas both sinned in this area. Because he said, I just won the war. Pinchas should come to me. And Pinchas says, I'm the Kohen Gadol. He should come to me. There was a gaiva related. So why is he immediately tearing his begadim? Maybe he thinks that Pinchas is going to come to him. Unclear. Vayikras begadim, vayomer, aha biti hachreya echratani, v'yata yisi b'achroi, v'anochi patisi p'el Hashem, v'lo uchal lashuv. That's Oyvei. And we know the tragic story. We just don't know exactly how tragic it was. At the end, he gives her 2 months, and then she goes cries. And at the end of the 2 months, she comes back to her father. Vayas la es nidro asher nadar. He fulfills his neder. That's what it says. Vehi lo yada ish vati chok be Yisrael. And she never was married. And this was a chok amongst Israel. What was the chok? What was the chok? Rashi there in Shoftim says gazru shelo yase adam od kain. They made Xera. A person should never do this. Why? Shilu halachet al pinchasa hu bayetz lo hayamati lo nizro. Amdu bigdula son umi bein shneim avda v'nifra mehem pinchas nisalka shchina mimenu. Right? Pinchas lost his shchina and Yiftach, you know, died a terrible death. It says Yiftach died in the cities of Yehuda. What do you mean the cities of Gilad? So Chazal learned out that his limbs kept falling off in different places. That's why he says he died in the cities. Arei Gilad. One of the makoros, whether you have to bury limbs. Anyway, so that's what it says. And it says every 4 months, the Benos Yisrael cried about Bas Yiftach, 4 times a year. So the Shaila is, what exactly happened? So that's the Machlokas we showed him. The Eben Ezra and the Radak say that she went to live as a hermit in the woods, and he went to visit her 4 times a year. Okay, and that's what it means. Every 4 years, there was a chok, they go there. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai, last Ramban in Sefer Vayikra, says, Elu Divrei Ruach. I don't know what the Eben Ezra is talking about. Read the text. The text says he fulfilled what he said he was going to do. And that was a terrible mistake, because the neder wasn't even a neder. It wasn't chal on a person. No neder. You can't be makdish a person, right? An erech, damim. You can't be makdish kedushas haguf a person. What is this? The baal. You can't do that. So the Ramban says it was just totally wrong. That the v'zeto shall be yiftach webito. Ki chashav kavsher cherim nagid Yisrael chal. V'kim kayim la'mis anashim. It's totally wrong. Valtia nifte behavli Rabbi Avraham ki omer ki pirsha tei la ola lomar ki yimsa yosef does a basi v'chulu. He says I'm going to set her aside mi darki haolam la'amod l'sharis b'shem Hashem v'chulu. And he continues. He thinks that's totally wrong. It doesn't say that he killed her. So that's probably why the Eben Ezra and the Radak say that, because it doesn't say that he killed. It just says he fulfilled his neder. So it's purposely ambiguous. So that's the machlokas. We showed him exactly what he did wrong. But that was probably the ultimate classic case of hektish b'ta'us. But even Beis Shammai would agree that was ta'us. Here, Rav Papa says, everybody agrees that every hektish b'ta'us doesn't work. So that was just an example of ta'us. The Gemara, just to finish off this discussion, in Tainus discusses Yiftach Osa. Remember that Gemara in the first parak of Tainus, where the Gemara says there were a number of people that asked inappropriate questions but got appropriate answers. Eliezer Eved Avraham. Inappropriate question, the Gemara says. Whoever does chesed to me and gives water to me and my camels, that's the one that's going to marry Yitzchak. It could have been anybody. He took a big risk. It worked out for him. Shaul HaMelech. Whoever kills Goliath, thank you. Whoever kills Goliath is going to win my daughter's hand in marriage. It could have been anybody. Happened to work out for him. David HaMelech. And then Yiftach. That didn't work out. Whoever walks out of the doors, You know, that didn't work out. Shlosha shalu shloka hogan, l'shtayim ha-shivu kahogan, ve'lechad ha-shivu shloka hogan. Remember, we've discussed in the past. So why, Taka, if they were all three inappropriate questions, so why the first two get good answers, and Yiftach not get a good answer? So that was a discussion. And then the Tosa discusses, don't we have another example, by Kali ben Yifuna, whoever conquers Kiryat Sefer, will get Achsa, my daughter, at the beginning of Shoftim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'savri be'shamai, Hektish betos law of a hektish. Now we've said, according to Rav Papa, everybody agrees. Is that true? Hektish Beishamai assumes hektish betos is not hektish, but not. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah on later on the end of today's daf? Mishnah nader benazir. Finish alachachamim v'itiru. Somebody made a neder benazirus, and then he went and did hatara sedarim, and no longer a neder. V'hit haisa lo behema mufreshes, and he had already designated an animal teitzei v'tira be'eder. Then the animal totally loses his kedusha; it becomes chulin. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel asks, Iyatem modim shektish betosu? Don't you agree to that halacha? And it was a hektish betos, because the rabbi was matirid. V'teitzi v'tira be'eder. You agree to that halacha. Michlal desavri Beis Shammai hektish betos have a hektish. By the fact that Beis Hillel asks Beis Shammai, look at the words that he used. Hey, don't you, you see for me, I'm right. Hektish betos is not hektish. Mashma from that argument that Beis Shammai holds hektish betos is hektish. Answer, Ella Beis Hillel hu dekatoi. No, it could be that Rav Papa would say that Beis Hillel was mistaken in their claim. Savri Beis Hillel thought tamayo de Beis Shammai b'shem hektish betos have hektish. They thought that the reason was because he holds hektish betos was hektish. V'yomer lohon Beis Shammai lav b'shem hektish betos. Who know? It's not because of that. Ella mishum da'ate l'dibure kama. It's because he had a misimpression in his words. Fine. So we're still safe. Rav Papa is still okay. But now we're going to reject him. The Savri Beis Shammai Hektish Betos Law of Hektish. Is it really true that Beis Shammai agrees to that? What about the Mishnah later on in the Perek? Toshma. Oy Malchin Baderech. There were six people that were walking on the road. V'yechad Bakenegdon. And there was one man that was far down the road that was walking towards them. And they were betting on who that guy was. They didn't know who it was. So V'amar Echad. Hareini Nazish Ezeploni. I'm a Nazir. I am so sure that that's Reuven that I'm accepting to be a Nazir, that it's Reuven. I am so sure. V'yachad omer harini Nazir shein zeploni. Another guy says just the opposite. I am so sure that it's not Reuven. I'll be a Nazir. Pashtus, they can't both be Nazirios, right? One of them is and one of them is not. Let's continue. The third guy says, harini Nazir she'echad mikem Nazir. I am so sure that one of you is a Nazir, that I'm a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. And man number four said the same thing in the opposite way. She'ein echad mikem nazir. I am a nazir that I'm sure that one of you is not a nazir. Meaning one of you is a nazir. So three and four basically say the same thing, just one positive and one in the negative. Number five. She'shneichem nazirim. I am a nazir that both you, the first two guys, are nazirim, which seems impossible. They both can't be nazirios. She'kulchem nazirim. Number six says, I am a nazir that all of you are nazirim. So, beshame omrim, Kulam Nazirim. Beis Shammai holds, they're all Nazirim. Why? Beis Shammai seems to hold that the T'nai is not really a T'nai. It's more of they are accepting to be a Nazir. The continuation of their words is just the motivation of why they're accepting. But it's a motivation, it's not a condition. That's what Beis Shammai seems to hold, and that's why they're all Nazirim. But why would that be? L'chora v'ha'hacha hektish betosu v'ketani kulam nazirim. Right, Tosa says again, printed on the Daf Lamed Gimel, that they're all nazirim. So doesn't this prove that Beis Shammai holds hektish betos is still hektish? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Amri savri Beis Shammai hektish betos havi hektish. You're right. That Mishnah proves that Beis Shammai holds hektish betos is hektish. Hachalo. Our Mishnah, what Rav Papa was just saying, is that our Mishnah doesn't have to be interpreted as hektish betos. That one, yes, you're right. Beis Shammai ultimately does hold that way. It's just that our Mishnah doesn't have to be the Raya. If you just had our Mishnah, you might not have said that that's what Beis Shammai holds. Period. Number three. Now we're up to pshat number three of Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Really, this is going back to number one. That really, Beis Shammai would hold hektish betos lo have a hektish. But the source is not Temura. Right, the source is not Temura, but as follows. Abaya Omar lo kasakatai tak tekon betzafra. No. He's not saying it in the morning, which everyone comes out of my house later. Ela hakamai eskinan tekon betzira. It's in the afternoon. Va'omar sharshachar she yatsa. Not yetse. Yatsa mi beisi rishon lave hektish. He says, the black ox that came out of my house first this morning, That's what he thought came out. He was like standing around the corner and he heard, he recognized the hoofs, whatever it is. He recognized the sound. And he thought the black one came out first. Va'amrulain, they say to him, Lava nafakna, the white one went out. Va'amrulain, and he says to them, Ihaviyadana, Dalava nafak, la'amri shachar. I wouldn't have said black. I would have said white. That's why the white one is kadosh. But it's about that it already happened. And, I'm sorry, I rephrase what I said before. Tosfos says here, if you look, if you turn two pages for a second, if you look on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Beis, you look where the pshat is. Tosfos says here, no, that according to this, he's going back to learn it from Temura. He is learning it from Temura still. And he says on the second line, on the Lama Gimel Amud Beis, on the right side, you do learn from Temura, according to Abaya. This is the third pshat, but what he really meant to say was whatever came out first, and it already happened already. He was just mistaken, and they told him, he's like, oh, I didn't know. But he really meant whichever one comes out first. Are we really talking about that already happened already? And he's standing in the afternoon, Vaktani, Diner Shalzov Shiyale. The next case says Shayala, that will come out. Tani Sha'ala, change it. It means Sha'ala. Chavish Shalyain Shetala. Tani Sha'alsa. No, it went out already. The Achronim here, interesting, they don't always talk about it in every case, but I saw a little discussion in the B'rei Hadaf here. How can you just change a word? It says Sha'ala. Or it says Sha'ala. Shayala. How do you mean Sha'ala? So they say, well, here's a little easier. It's just a little yud. You could say, you know, when some of the printings, there was a spot, there was wax. If it's just changing a yud back and forth, that's not as difficult. Because it's not a total chisuri mechsera. So even if you normally think, how could you just change it? So it's not as bad here. The Sefer Malay Ratzon, Tama Eich Shayach Limcho Kol Hagi Teva Shleim. And he says here it's not as much of a problem. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rav Chisda. Last section here. New statement that has to do with our Mishnah. Uchma b'chivra lakya. If you have a black ox among white oxen, lakya, that lowers the value. Meaning, Rav Chisda is saying that white oxen are more valuable. So if you have a black one amongst the white ones, so that lesson depreciates the whole group of oxen. And the Bach takes out the next three words because it really doesn't have to do with us. Chivya b'uchma lakya, it just means that if you have a black spot on a white spot on a black ox, so that shows that it was sick. Lakya. Okay, not for now. It's not, but Rav Chisda's statement is a black ox in a white group that brings down the value. It's not. What about our Mishnah? Shachar she'etim b'beisei rishon hektish. What if somebody says the black one that comes out first? So automatically, we assume, like we just said, Abai and others, that which one Lamaisa is Kadosh? The white one that came out first. He says the black one, the white one. But Kasalka Daitach, but the Havamina, we assume, Ki Makdish, Ba'ayin Ra Makdish. We assume that when somebody is Makdish something, they basically aren't giving it above and beyond. They're being, generally, people are very controlling over their money, and they give things, but in a stingy kind of way, even if they're going to give. And therefore, the umdana is when somebody is makdish ba'ayin ra makdish, they're makdish ba'ayin ra. And therefore, if there's a choice of how to interpret his words, it would be the lower level one. And what's going on here? We're not sure if he meant the black one or the white one. And what does the Mishnah say? The white one becomes kadosh. Va'ami be'shamai havi hektish. The white one is kadosh, but what do you mean? Didn't Rav Chisda just say the white are more valuable oxen? So how could we, and if we assume that somebody is makdish ba'ayin ra'a, we always interpret as the lower level, so how could we say here, how could Rav Chisda fit into the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, ve'elamai, ba'ayin yafe makdish. What are you going to tell me? The opposite, that a person is makdish ba'ayin yafe? So what about the next line of the Mishnah? Diner shalzov she'ya'ale b'yadi rishon va'ala kesef be'shami amar hektish. So there, the diner shalzov that goes out, and therefore, what's hektish? The kesef, which is the lower level. But what do you mean? Bayin yafe makdish. So the two lines of the Mishnah contradict each other. So the Gemara says, ve'alamai, bayin ra makdish. So you want to go back to bayin ra? What about the third line? Chavish al yayin shetala b'yadir rishon, v'ala shal shemen, b'shamei amrim hektish, v'ashemen adiv b'yayin. Isn't shemen more valuable than wine? And therefore it has to be, how can you say that if you wanted to give wine, and instead what came out is oil, you're going to give oil? So the problem is that the Mishnah on the different lines gives different impressions, whether ba'ayin yafe or ba'ayin ra'a. So the Gemara says, ibi shema lo kasha. Now the last line is not a problem. Why? But Galil Shanu, we might be talking about in Galil, tachamer adami mashcha, where wine is more valuable than oil. So the Gemara says, reisha kasha l'Rav Chisda. The first line is still problematic, right? According to Rav Chisda says, the white oxen are more valuable. The first line sounds like black oxen. Ki amri betura de karmanoi. Really, black oxen are more valuable. Rav Chisda was talking about a specific type of ox. Karmanian oxen. Those white are more valuable. But other than that, you go by the, you assume ba'ayin ra makdish, and therefore all the examples in the Mishnah are ba'ayin ra. V'yam Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda also has the following statement. Uchma lamashchei. Black oxen are best for its skin. Sumka lebisrei, red oxen are great for their meat. Chivra leradia, white oxen are better for plowing. That's Rav Chisda's statement. V'yabar Rav Chisda uchma bechivra lakia. Aye, but didn't Rav Chisda say a black one in a white herd brings down the value? But here everybody has their own inherent value. So, Kiyamri Batur de Karmanoi. You know, he was only talking about those specific type of oxen, but other than that, you know, each one has its own special value. The Chalkas Yaakov from Switzerland, he has the following Shaila. He had the Shaila, somebody was no dare to give candles to the shul. Right? We have a special Mishaber, right? Osef Sarkazir Emuna, right? The one who gives Neros, Kiddush, Yain Lavdalov, Neros, Lamar. So somebody donated. Right, he lived about 70, 80, 90 years ago. Somebody donated on Simchas Torah maybe, and then the shul decided to get electric lights in the shul. So the shaila was, b'she'elato, b'echad she'nader ne'eris l'beis ha'knesses, v'achshav she'nis pashet me'or chashmal, im efshar, let's say, z'dei chavaso lo ha'ir b'chashmal, pay the electric bill. She'meir, oh, yoter me'ner. So could he just pay the electric bill? Is that good enough? So he has two reasons why he does not have to pay the electric bill. Reason number one is Nazir Daflamet Aleph. Different oxen have different milos. Man, this Gemara out of the blue, right? This you see every ox. You know this one's good for plowing and this one's good for this. So electric lights. Oh, it's definitely maybe it's not definitely better. Sometimes candles give a special light, right? You're right next to the candle, the light's all the way on the ceiling. So who says, Hachanami, be'eza pratim chalukim, b'ner chashav yosemi chashmal, v'rakim nader stam lo ha'ir be'beis ha'knesses, yeshlomer diyatza gam b'chashmal. If you just say, I'm going to light up the shul, so then you have to pay. But other than that, not. Number one. Number two, he says, a minug of the candles is not just for light. Gam minug chenodir ne'er z'beis ha'knesses ha'kavana avur nishmas ha'mesim. Vadai the yeshchilik beinir lachashmal tibe bekomos acharedim medaktekim avur nishmas hamesim lahadig near neiru ak neirus v'lo chashmal near Hashem nishmas adam v'dvarim ne'alamim v'nistarim ki ilu ha'ikar kabbalas avaseinu b'zer midor l'dor miyusar asifrei mekubalim. And therefore, number two reason, there's something about candles that lights don't have. And then he says, anyway, lafini astati ein sarch lekolze tibe nedarim holchanachar l'shem bnei adam. When somebody says candles, who says they mean light? Who says they mean light? And therefore, I don't think there's a... If he wants to, that's fine. But once the shul decided not to have candles, or what if they're having candles and the electricity? Maybe that was the shaila. He had to pay also for the electric bill. He does not have to. Doesn't have to in this case because of everything has a certain value. Okay, we'll stop here, Baruch Hashem, and we'll continue. Again, the next couple of days, we'll figure out when to get him up. The next 2 days, we'll figure out getting the daf up at some point. Okay, stop here.